This is a podcast from WGBH Radio Boston. Hear more at wgbh.org/classical.
Hello, podcast listeners. This is Michelle Sweet, producer of Classical Connections. If your impression of attending an opera has something to do with waiting around for a fat lady to sing, well, then stay with us for what the Boston Lyric Opera and Opera Boston directors have to say about the passion many people feel for this most dramatic of the performing arts.
What I think is so great about opera is that it is such an inspiring and all-inclusive art form. I suppose you could call it a multimedia art form. You have theater.
You have singing. You have full orchestra. You have chorus, dance, visual art, all rolled into one.
So you have many of the art forms coming together.
It's, I think, the greatest and most inspiring of all the arts. My name's Carol Charno. I'm the General Director of Opera Boston.
I'm Esther Nelson. I'm still the relatively new General and Artistic Director of the Boston Lyric Opera. If you've never been to an opera and you come into this environment, it's infectious because it speaks to you in many, many different levels, as good music always does. So many people have initially this reluctance to come to an opera. They're worried about not understanding it.
For many, many years, people thought, well, I don't speak Italian, I don't speak French, how am I going to even know what's going on? And I think people are very encouraged when they go to an opera house and they see not everybody's wearing a tuxedo and an evening gown and a tiara, and that people look just like them. They also find that there are the super titles at all opera performances now where they can follow the narrative in English.
Most cities, if not all, major cities in the world do have opera.
Mr. Premier, distinguished guests, I have attended many feasts.
There is a lot of great opera in Boston.
There are many, many cities far larger than Boston that don't have one company as large as ours, let alone two.
Have I heard played better the music that I love outside America?
Boston has magnificent singers who stay here in the region. We have a number of great conservatories who do staged opera, and we have the Boston Early Music Festival. Every 2 years, they do a phenomenal Baroque opera.
We all have been faced with some love dilemma or some sadness, and that is what opera really does. It homes in on our own life experience and echoes something that we all have experienced.
It's like having a mad, passionate love affair, one that you thought was behind you, but is still ahead of you. It is just such an absorbing art form. I feel that when people go to the opera, they just drink in this whole other level of artistic experience that they didn't expect.
Opera is worth trying because it does bring together so many of the art forms. And in fact, research has shown when people do come to the opera for the first time, we have a high rate of return because it is sort of the aha moment for many people. They love it.
I think if people open their mind and they choose the right opera for themselves, if they do a little bit of research and they have a nice little dinner or a snack beforehand and go in, I can guarantee them they are going to have one of the most rich and rewarding cultural experiences of their life.
really think it is the intensity of all of these art forms coming together, and it just explodes, I think, into a passion.
Classical Connections is made possible by an NEA American Masterpieces grant through the Massachusetts Cultural Council. WGBH's weekly classical performance podcast, hosted by producer Alan McClellan, features live music recorded at WGBH's Fraser Performance Studio. You can subscribe to that podcast at iTunes or check it out online at wgbh.org/classical, where there are other performances and interviews that you can listen to. That's online at wgbh.org/classical. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.